A former cheerleader accused of killing her newborn baby and burying the infant in her backyard found not guilty of murder. An Ohio jury did find Brooke Richardson guilty of abuse of a corpse. Her attorneys claim the now 20-year-old gave birth to a stillborn baby and only buried the child after trying to take care of her for an hour. Minor gains on Wall Street today. The Dow up 45 points, the S&P up 9, the NASDAQ 25 higher.
It's the recession.
America is listening to Fox News.
All right, everybody join in here.
And all across the land they're singing, happy birthday to you.
And if you listen to the wind, you can hear it sing, happy birthday, 84, Jebra.
Please clap. Woo.
That's one celebrity. Here's the next.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
And we welcome Rich Thomas to the show this afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon.
How
we
are you?
We have an update on what was designated Invest 95L.
Why do they call it that?
Yeah, it's got a change of status, and I'll explain why they do this terminology stuff. But
like
now
to...
it's called Potential Tropical Cyclone 9.
Mm.
And the reason they do that is it doesn't have a closed circulation yet, so it's not a depression or it's not a tropical storm. It doesn't have a closed circulation. But they're pretty sure it will. So in order for the government of the Bahamas to issue tropical storm warnings, which they have done, for the northwestern Bahamas, they have to give it some sort of designation like that. So we have this thing, and unfortunately, the great Abaco Islands are under the tropical storm warning, devastated by Dorian.
Oh, God.
I just can't imagine that. So the system is located in the southeastern Bahamas, moving off northwest at 8 miles per hour, could become a tropical storm or a tropical depression in the next 24 hours. The next available name on the list is Umberto. You can call it Humberto or Umberto.
That's a terrible hurricane name it is.
Say again? I'm sorry?
It's an awful name because nobody knows how to pronounce it.
Yeah,
Humberto, Humberto.
For instance, Dorian was a boy's name, but do you know any Dorians? Do you?
Not personally, no.
Okay.
Just
all right. So... whatever. And so the tropical storm conditions could affect the Florida coast by the weekend. The new cone, does not include Alabama, at least. I was going to make a joke, but no, we'll just leave it at that. It covers much of Florida.
Well, you got a Sharpie in your hand or something? Careful.
I was going to say something about a Sharpie. But now, much of Florida is included in the cone for this potential tropical cyclone. All right, so and cyclone is just the word that they use for any low pressure system. So that's the deal. We have what's expected to become a tropical storm in the next 24 hours, and it is moving off northwest at 8 in the general direction of Florida.
All right, so this is not going to be a rainmaker for us.
That's the bad news.
Yeah.
You know, one model, the U.S. model, the GFS, still likes the idea of taking it along the northern Gulf Coast. However, the European model is farther to the east. It looks like the Hurricane Center has sided with the European model. So on this track and with this cone, it's not going to be a rain producer for us, which is awful news.
Now, not that I should use your time or this radio station for my own personal interests. Is this something that Janelle's going to have to deal with down there in South Florida?
No, I think it's more my relatives farther to the north there, over towards St. Augustine. Maybe from the Space Coast on northward, this could be a deal. And I think it slows down, too. So it could be sitting in the same general area like Dorian did for 2 or 3 days, and that could be a potential problem, too. Oh, by the way, I should add that right behind it, you know, later on next week, down the road, is another system that's going to go over the same area and could become a tropical storm or maybe a hurricane. Who knows?
What followed Sumberto?
Yeah. Well, I don't. I haven't looked at the next name. I should look at the list. But this is going to be a continuing problem for an area that was ravaged by Dorian.
I shared your text earlier about this being a record-breaking day, heat-wise, 100.
Yeah, we got the 100 at 3 o'clock, and so that breaks the record of 99 back in 2010. This is the eighth time we've been to 100 or higher this year.
Is that extraordinarily unusual or sort of de rigueur for Alabama?
That it happened eight times? Yes and no. Last year, I think it happened maybe once. Mm-hmm. So this is you don't normally see eight times, perhaps, in one summer. But then again, there was 2007 when it happened 15 times.
Yeah, I remember that really, really well. Okay, so our chances of rain going forward into the weekend are nil?
Pretty, I've got us around 10%. Tomorrow, Friday, and maybe 20% on Saturday. And then I'm going to have to rethink the rain chances for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday now that things have changed. Mm-hmm. And there'll be a video first thing tomorrow morning, and we'll rethink things, and we'll have some new information as well.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to seeing you first thing in the morning with the latest.
Have a good one, my friend.
Hey,
see you later.
What should I do for breakfast tomorrow?
You know what? Your choices are always so good. I'm excited to think of the possibilities, so I'll just let you decide.
Okay. Well, I'd be happy to customize your
order. I know you would, and I'm just going to wait for the surprise.
All right, man. Thanks.
See you later.
Appreciate you, Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Yeah, this is another situation with this tropical weather that just proves, again, with all the science and all the technology and satellites and weather balloons and everything else they do, these storms are still going to do what they're going to do. And this was a potential drought breaker for us just a couple of days ago. But as Rich just said, it seems to be in a similar area as Dorian. So we'll see. I don't think it's going to be what Dorian was. That's not what I got from Rich, but kind of follow the same path. Unbelievable. It is 9 minutes after 4 o'clock. We'll hit the traffic dungeon here in a second. You know, there are solutions for you, for your health, pain, depression, made from 100% industrialized hemp, government approved, totally legal at your CBD store. There's two women in there, Marissa and Laurie, who will be happy to acquaint you with the entire SunMed product line, which is the best, and how these can be a benefit to you and even your pet. Now, we have used them, Briscoe, about 3 weeks ago, maybe a little bit longer than that, for maybe jumping off the bed or a chair. He's kind of an awkward little beast. His right rear leg, he had it retracted. He was getting around, but obviously not optimally, because if he put his weight on it, it would hurt. So Roz and I went to the CBD store, and we purchased a bottle of Animal CBD tablets that help with pain and sleep. And that little guy spent the better part of the next day pretty much sleeping. And when he was ready to, be ambulatory again, he was fine. He was fine. Older dogs especially, this is something to consider. And Marissa and Laurie can tell you what the proper dosage is depending on the weight of your dog. But it's an option and a brand new one. Your CBD store carries SunMed products grown using organic processes, non-GMO, and they are farmed right here in the USA. Far better than I can. Talk to Marissa and Laurie at your CBD store, 8852 Mini Brown Road. That's a little strip mall right across from the Renfro's Adams Drugs in the plaza off Chantilly Parkway on the east end of East Chase. If you'd like to call ahead of your visit, 593-0818, 593-0818. And they're open Monday through Saturday from 10 till 6. And Marissa and Laurie are absolutely terrific people who know these products. Traffic and news next.
He said, traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. On your special day, do you want your guests using a porta potty or a luxury portable restroom with private stalls, flushing toilets, and air conditioning? FormalOutings.com. Go in style.
We're cruising right on into the 4 o'clock portion of our afternoon traffic, and Montgomery Skywatch traffic is looking around. We don't see a lot of problems for you. It looks pretty good out on the roadways this afternoon. The boulevard is packed full of traffic, so be careful around the intersections. If you're on the 31s, we don't have any big delays for you, and the interstates are both up at a speed limit ride. The biggest crowd we see is around Taylor Road and Vaughan Road, so be careful in that area. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhardt Toyota. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com, hit the big button, and unlock your special price. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. The Alabama Bureau of Pardons and Parole says parole hearings are expected to resume at the beginning of November. The agency said postponements were necessary after the board could not ensure that they were in compliance with a new notification law. A Troy University fraternity is suspended effective this week. University officials released a statement saying the campus chapter of Sigma Chi fraternity is suspected of hazing. The allegations are under investigation by the Dean of Student Services and the Office of Student Involvement. If you're carrying a gun, the Publix supermarket chain doesn't want to see it. Publix joining a growing number of retailers and asking customers to not openly carry guns in its stores, even if the state allows it. The new policy comes a week after competing Kroger grocery chain joined Walmart, Target, and other companies in asking customers not to openly carry weapons in their stores. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Hey, this is Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. You know, sometimes you might have some jewelry that's just been sitting in the drawer, out of repair, something you're not going to ever wear again, but it's an asset and has value. Bring it over to Marguerite's and let us give you an opinion on what you possibly can do with it. Whether you remake it, trade it, or even sell it to us and walk away with a check, all those are options. So anything with gold, diamonds, and gemstones, platinum, come bring it to Marguerite's, let us show it to you, and we'll give you a free idea.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, Canine Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did. The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now a star is born. On September 12, 1967, the world welcomed little baby Louis C.K.
Nurses, quickly, gather round.
Is there a problem, doctor?
No, he just likes it when you watch.
Louis C.K., a star is born.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
It is happy hour. I'm Roll Calling today.
thing is nuts, man.
I'm not trying to be your hero.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
Because that's evil.
Oh, yeah.
It's too cold for me. I'm not trying to be your hero.
You are a meathead.
Because that mind
is Roy.
It's too low to see.
She's a tool.
Believe you me.
I don't care.
Don't you remember I told you?
No.
I'm a soldier.
No.
In the war on poverty. Yeah.
You dumbbells.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
What's that smell? It's marijuana. They're smoking pot down there.
We must do something about this immediately.
Have you been getting high?
I'm trying to urinate.
Nothing from nothing, leave nothing.
Bite me.
Maybe not the most original,
but you know, sometimes, Greg, I've learned this in my short years. I've really had a crash course.
You're
in the last three. Oh, I know, but I'm learning quickly, Greg. I've learned that even if it's the same exact moves, the same exact sound effects, putting yourself in the same exact positions as you go through nothing from nothing, when you do it right, even though it's the old moves, it still gets the job done.
I use 13 different pages of sound effects.
You are a magician with your fingers over there.
And you can imagine how good these fingers, how well these fingers.
I'm thinking of a Kiss song right now.
Hmm.
He's got the magic touch. I can't sing like Paul Stanley, but you know.
Yeah, that's me, Mr. Magic Touch.
Yeah. You're a magic man, to quote Hart.
Yeah, you want references on that? I might be able to provide a few.
Okay. I'm giving you a 9.8.
I will accept that. That's
it got me there. I'm very happy.
It's a fair score given that I didn't get too adventurous.
We need to have a cigarette soon. I'm feeling good.
10 minutes? You gotta wait 10 more minutes for a smoke.
Well, we'll just vape in the studio.
I would like your opinion on the finalists for Toy of the Year. Not Toy of the Year. Hall of Fame. Toy Hall of Fame. And they are, and some of these are, My Little Pony was not part of my childhood. That came many years later. But you probably were a My Little Pony kid.
No, I wasn't. I was a Barney kid.
Did I play the new one yesterday about emotions?
You mentioned it.
It's been kind of an emotional day around here. I think this would be a good day to expose you to Barney's message.
Just get it over with. I don't want to fight about this. Let's just, it's been an emotional day, so why don't we just get the Barney over with?
Good. Then we're all agreed.
Hi, kids. The world is a big, scary place, and I'm going to help you make sense of it all. Let's learn about talking about emotions. When you are feeling sad, guilty, happy, scared, or mad, if you keep all these things locked inside, they'll eat you till the day you die. Talk about your feelings, kids. Yes, even if you have emotionally stunted parents who can't handle their own baggage, you should talk about whatever's bothering you. Don't just sit there in a corner while you stew. If your parents tell you to shut up, they will only have to put up all the money for the shrink they send you to. Talk, talk, talk about your feelings, kids, or someday you'll end up like your dad. Barney loves you.
Was that helpful? All right, back to the...
No, but thank you for playing
The finalists for the Toy Hall of Fame. We need to pick three. My Little Pony, Masters of the Universe, Care Bears, Risk, Jenga, Magic the Gathering, I don't know what that is, Matchbox Cars, Nerf Blaster, Fisher-Price Corn Popper, Coloring Books, Smartphone, I guess the game absence, but that doesn't... Smartphones
aren't toys. That doesn't count. Remove that from the list.
And the top, you know, the kind you wrap the string around and spin.
My vote would be Risk.
Really?
Yeah, I love Risk. It takes forever. That's why I've usually played the Xbox version, so you just speed up the process. But I love Risk. Great strategy game.
I played Risk in the real world with...
Oh, you did?
With women and drugs. I don't
recommend. So you tried to conquer Kamchatka in the...
I would have been much better off playing the game.
Northeast Asia. You overtook the Bering Strait and you ended up, you know, divorced?
I think some of these should have been in already. So I got to give Coloring Book. That's a toy, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that can somewhat count.
Almost everybody uses a coloring book at some point.
Magic the Gathering, I believe, is a card game. It's like a monsters-based role-playing card game.
You know what paint is on Windows?
Do I know what paint is?
No, the paint feature, if you want to do something to a photograph.
Edit photographs.
Yeah. I had a photograph that I wanted to... It had an annoying glare.
Mm-hmm.
And it was against the hand of a female. And I was trying to remove the glare, so I'm looking at paint, and there's no color for white women in this paint thing. So I'm trying all these different tans and the other
option.
What do you think? You're looking at me like, I better get out of here so I don't get... No,
this is great. Keep going. You're completely safe.
Well, Crayola used to have a color called Flesh, but they got rid of it because, obviously, not all flesh is the flesh color that they used to have in the...
Right.
In the box.
And plus, look at you. I mean, we're both technically, in today's nomenclature, white. But look at me compared to you.
Yeah, you're white, and I'm precancerous tan.
Right. Exactly. From all those years in Florida.
So I'm fooling around with it. It wasn't a big deal. I was kind of doing it on a lark, but it just didn't work. Flesh. They should be able to. I mean, if you're gonna do equal opportunity coloring books and feature people of all persuasions, it's a great way to teach diversity, Joey.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't you have a crayon that? Probably not. Did you ever have a Nerf blaster? Is that where you shot the foam balls?
Yeah, those are a lot of fun too. I'd go with Risk and Nerf blaster.
I wonder if the cap is the cap pistol in the hunt. No, they wouldn't do that. That would be. We actually used to have toy guns, and they had plastic bullets that would fire, not at, you know, obviously bullet speed, but you could hit somebody if you were playing cowboys and Indians or whatever, cops and robbers, that you could actually hit someone. It wouldn't hurt, not even if you shot them in the eye. They don't make those anymore. That's too bad. Among toys... Did you ever play with an Erector set?
Yes.
I know. My father knew I was a moron when it came to technical stuff, even when I was a kid, so I never got... My brother got an Erector set. I did not.
You ever play with Lincoln Logs?
Yes.
Build a nice log cabin there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you're good with the log cabin, not so good with the Erector set.
Did you... Did you have...
Did I have what?
I was going to say Tinkle Toys.
Well, yeah.
Tinker Toys.
Tinker Toys.
They were like round with holes, and you had... You take... And it had a lot of holes in it.
Yeah.
And then you would put a stick...
In the holes?
In the holes. And then you could build weird things. They look like... atoms, you know, molecules and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. I don't think I had those. For a while, they had, like, Tinker Toys, but they're, like, foam, and you could twist them, I believe. There's stuff like that, too.
Our wiener dog, Doxy, ate a Lincoln log and had to be taken to the vet so they could get it out of her because they were afraid if she tried to pass it, it would kill her.
Right.
And that was the last of our Lincoln logs. Jack in the Box, that's already in. Magic 8 Ball's already in. Mr. Potato Head is
What about a can of peanuts?
Can't.
But somebody hands you like a can of peanuts, right? Open it. Have some peanuts. And you open it. And it's a snake that jumps out.
That's in the Practical Joke Hall of Fame, I think. But not this one. Play-Doh, already in. But I would... Okay, so you vote for Risk. I'm going to vote for Coloring Books and Matchbox Cars, because they've been around
a long
time.
Those are cool. Those are really cool.
And everybody had Matchbox Cars. Collect the whole set. You see this? Have you seen a picture of Elizabeth Warren where she doesn't look like she's ready to bite the head off a snake?
No, that's actually spot on.
She is one freaky-looking woman. They're having a debate tonight?
Yeah. I guess I'll watch it.
You know that they had more people watched the Brady renovation on Home and Gardens TV than all of the all those who carried that last debate, the climate change joke they did. More people were interested in the Brady, a very Brady reservation. Slinky and Slingshot. Slinky's in. Slingshot. Slingshot is not in the Toy Hall of Fame. And again, it's probably like the cap pistol. It's considered too dangerous. The very Brady renovation where they actually, and they spent millions of dollars to it. They bought the house that was, and rebuilt the entire set, $3.5 million to do that. But they got a huge tune-in. And it was the highest rating that Home and Gardens television ever had. I know a lot of people that watch that show. And I got nothing against it. I just think, can it get frustrating when you're watching people? I've seen a few episodes where people are out house hunting and they're looking at these amazing places that I could never afford.
Right, likewise. Actually, when I was over at Infusion,
yes,
they have that usually on the TV in the mornings. It's nice, safe programming for anybody that sits in their waiting room.
Mm-hmm.
And I found myself getting intrigued. It's like, I wish I had $500,000 to renovate a home. Sounds fun.
This is what I do when I'm in Florida, because everything is at the low end. In a non-kill zone in South Florida, at the low end is about 200 or a little over that.
Wow.
But the average is well over 3. And I'm thinking, how do people, where's all this money coming from to buy these places? Are these people house poor? I just don't get it. Because
some of it's in the show budget. I bet you that's what it is. Oh, your budget is this. Okay, but you're on the show. We're going to give you a little bit of cheddar, you know.
Oh, you think that they're...
On some of the shows.
Overstating their ability to buy?
Unless the show is explicitly about budget, you know, renovations, these sorts of things, I think a lot of these are show's help.
I'm going to stick my neck out and say it's fake shopping, fake home shopping, a lot of it.
Some people have the cash, though, Greg.
Yeah.
Not all of them can live here on the bottom floor like us.
I mentioned when I was in Florida, my last night there, Janelle and I went and had dinner with her friend Christina and her husband, Fernando. And Fernando was a Miami police homicide detective for 25 years. You have no idea. I mean, maybe you do. Those of you who have policemen in the family, you know what they see. The media gives them no credit for enduring the abuse they take and the garbage, the human behavior they have to see day after day after day. But he did this in 48 hours, shot at Miami PD for a couple of seasons. And he was I watched one of them when I was there. It was really interesting. And I said, how much of that is spontaneous footage? How much of it is stuff they ask you to do? And he says, yeah, they do ask you at times, could you recreate, let us shoot you hanging up the phone and say whatever they tell them to say so they can put an end to the scene. So at least I learned that on 48 Hours and probably a lot of these other shows, yeah, some of it is staged. None of it's fake. And the situations, and Fernando was part of the team that locked up the Miami serial rapist, so he had quite the career. Great guy, too. I don't know how you keep your sense of humor dealing with it. And he got in a little hot water, I guess, once because he beat the crap out of an idiot at a murder scene, somebody who refused to obey, stay away, Biloxi. We'll be right with you. Let me take a moment. Since we're talking home renovation, maybe the home you really want to renovate is the one you're in now. It's a lot easier than moving. So why not, if your flooring is old, depressing, unattractive, go to Georgia Floors Direct and find what you need and get it at a real wholesale price. That has been their business model for half a century, acquiring first-rate popular styles of flooring. I like to say this every once in a while. It's not where unwanted flooring goes to die. Not hideous carpet patterns or ugly styles of flooring. This is what people want. It's 2019. That's what you'll see. You will have an abundance of choices. It's a huge warehouse. Tens and tens and tens of thousands of square feet of choice. Jeff Mallinson and his merry band of flooriers will help you navigate that. You'll buy what you want at a wholesale price. They will arrange installation by a team they've built. So from beginning to end, as you're standing there admiring their handiwork and your beautiful new floor, Georgia Floors Direct is there every step of the way. Stop by and see them Monday through Saturday, 1965 Eastern Boulevard next to Ashley Home. Georgia Floors Direct will save you time. They'll save you money. And here is Biloxi Gambler. I just gave you this big introduction.
I'm right here. I thought you were going to commercial.
I'm coming back to you as soon as I mention Georgia Floors.
I thought you were going to commercial first. Anyway, no, I put the phone down for a second. Anyway, okay, so I've got a friend that was on one of those shows. She's a real estate girl. Uh-huh. I've known her forever and ever. And, we used to date. She's beautiful.
That helps with real estate.
She took a 12-year hiatus from me because she was married and raised a family. And then, but she was on one of those shows, and she was the star, of course, you know, the star real estate agent that shows them the three beach homes. And, and of course, we talked about it. There's no way in the world they could afford any one of those three beach homes. It's all show business.
It is.
I mean, all show business. There was no way, but it was a lot of fun, and she's online and all that kind of stuff with it, and she's so proud of it. But no, it's a television show.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. If you've got to be able to watch a show like that knowing that you're happy with your own life, sure, you'd always like to upgrade or move up, but you're okay. You just don't watch those shows with a growing sense of envy.
Right. Well, she did sell all three of those houses, but she did not sell it to the young, cute couple that was looking at them.
Oh.
She sold it to, you know, old people from up north that retired and had a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, thanks a lot, guys.
I appreciate it, Biloxi Gambler, for the insight on that. And we had a young lady from Naked and Afraid in the studio in the morning show a few years ago who talked about some of the behind-the-scenes stuff and making that. Although, in all honesty, we were kind of focused on the naked part. Because you're getting naked with somebody you don't know.
Right.
And you're in some really nasty
places. I would
places.
Worry about insects.
Yes. Insects, snake. By the way, I think we successfully chased off that 3.5-foot black snake that was slithering on my deck this week. Yeah, I heard about it. We get the snake.
That's what you get for playing that pan flute.
You know how that works? The pan flute, yeah. My name is Zamfir. They don't sell that anymore on TV. Anybody buy that, Zamfir? I found out how the snake repellent works. You get it at Prattville Farm Center, mm-hmm. and you sprinkle it in the areas where the snake has been seen. And it doesn't have a scent that drives them away. It has a texture that, as they slither, irritates their belly. And that's why they don't come back, because they know that that stuff is there and they don't want to go through that again. Well, I certainly hope that everybody listening found that little tidbit to be
fascinating.
Let's check traffic at 4:36. Let's go have that smoke.
We've made it to the middle of the 4 o'clock rush hour, and Montgomery Skywatch traffic is looking around the river region. We see a jam up in the downtown area on Madison Avenue near the RSA Tower. It looks like we may have an accident in that area. If you're leaving downtown, be careful there. If you're on the boulevard, it is loaded with traffic, so just be careful around the intersections. The interstates are still up at a speed limit ride, and we don't see any big delays on the 31s. Be careful as you head home this afternoon. Get ready for fall at Midtown Plaza. Shop Ross Dress for Less, Office Depot, Dollar Tree, and more. Midtown Plaza. Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our hot pattern continues. Our rain chances are running not zero, but under 20%. Overnight low temperature tonight with mostly clear skies down to about 72. Tomorrow, how about upper 90s again, and the rain chances minimal. And then mid to upper 90s on Saturday with perhaps some isolated storms here and there. But Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday are really still up for debate. There's a tropical system that we're tracking. The system we hope will bring beneficial rains to Alabama could actually take another track and bypass us altogether. So stay tuned. We will keep you informed. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Network stocks closing in the green, but off session highs after the European Central Bank unveiled a stimulus package and trade tensions between the U.S. and China showed signs of easing. The president is delaying higher tariffs on some imports from China by 2 weeks until after the trade talks resume in October. Tech stocks, which are impacted by the trade war, were among the gainers today while energy declined, with the Dow rising 45 points for its seventh straight session of gains, the Nasdaq up 25, S&P 500 up 9. Shares of chipmaker Broadcom slipping in the extended session after topping Wall Street earnings estimates, but left its outlook unchanged. And Forever 21 says it isn't so in denying recent reports saying that the fast fashion retailer could be filing for bankruptcy, which could come as soon as Sunday. Forever 21 says that their stores are open and it's their intention to continue to operate the vast majority of them in the U.S. as well as a smaller amount of international stores. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, the language learning app that you can try for free right now at Babbel.com. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Just download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com now. That's Babbel.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Ms. Monopoly game isn't the only new game dealing with America's issues. Coming this fall, it's Childhood Obesity Candyland.
One, two, three. I landed on Kale Smoothie. Yuck!
Any board game can be fun, but what every American kid needs is exercise.
I landed on 50 sit-ups. I hate this game. Can we play Chutes and Ladders?
Fruits and Legumes? Absolutely. You do need more fiber in your diet.
No!
Childhood Obesity Candyland from the makers of Woke Clue.
I think the killer is gender binary mustard who is triggered in the safe space.
And the makers of Obamacare Operation.
Time to remove the wishbone. Darn! And with my deductible, this is costing me $50,000.
And sorry, Social Media Apology Edition.
Sorry for that offensive tweet. Please don't cancel me.
The Gillette Cavalcade of Sports is on the air.
At 4:42, Joey, a lot of critical baseball action this afternoon.
We talk about a real slobber knocker this afternoon.
Let's go to the finals this afternoon. The Yankees, did the damn Yankees win? Come on, Scrum. Yes, 10-4.
Great band, too. Great
Some
band.
Long ball there from Luke Voit and Eddie Encarnacion, the guy that runs like he's got a parrot on his arm.
Yeah, when he's in the zone, he really is in the zone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, when he's hot, he's hot.
All right, the New York Mets stay hot. They win 11-1 over the Arizona Diamondbacks. The Brewers prevailed. The Brewers lost, you know, Christian Yelich for the year. That's a terrible loss for them.
Yeah.
But they beat my stupid Marlins 3-2.
Nah, that doesn't mean anything. They're done.
Yeah, you can say that. They're done.
God, love baseball.
And a game still ongoing this afternoon. I know our audience is palpitating, waiting to find out. The Cardinals are up 6-3 over the Colorado's Rockies. And the Cubs, 3-0 lead over the Padres. The Cubs got to win that game, Joey.
Yeah, so much drama.
There you go. And Yu Darvish got his 200th strikeout, which he should, because they're paying the guy $25 million a year.
I mean, would he ever have thought that after his 100th?
It's 4:43 on Newstalk 93.1 FM. Here's the big story today.
Doctors are reporting serious lung illnesses. More than 450 patients and counting. And a sixth death linked to vaping.
Something clearly has changed the last month to 6 weeks in the products that are being vaped. And that's what the CDC is working to find out.
Vaping is the only common factor in these injuries to date.
Had I waited 36 hours longer, I probably would have died or been put on a ventilator.
E-cigarettes are not safe and can cause irreversible lung damage.
It felt like I was genuinely having a heart attack.
The American Vaping Association says the CDC is creating anti-vaping hysteria.
I would say like my chest felt like it was collapsing and tightening up and I couldn't breathe.
So what are you and your young hoodlum friends vaping these days, Joey?
Oh, all the volatile chemicals.
Those jewels?
Bleach.
You doing those jewels too and all them?
Yeah, my roommate does. In all seriousness, this is utter nonsense.
I agree.
You know what's happening here? Because federal government and some state governments are still banning cannabis products.
Yes.
Some might call it marijuana. There are people in these states where it's banned and prohibited going, I'd like to try that stuff because I see it everywhere.
Yeah.
My friends visit Colorado. My friends visit Massachusetts. My friends visit California and Washington. And, oh, look at this. This guy on the street's like, yeah, dude, I've got this great vape cartridge from California directly. I got a buddy out there. He mails them out to me. And guess what? It didn't get mail from California. Somebody made it in their house. And it's got a lot of crap in it. That's who's getting sick. I'm sorry.
Now,
people have been vaping for 10-plus years. And we haven't had this issue, especially not with nicotine.
Is my e-cigarette, is that considered vaping?
Yes, it is.
It is. Okay. Because you have to suck that thing inside out to get that type of reaction.
How long have you had that same one?
A while. You get about 400 puffs. I think it's the longer sets we do up here in the studio.
I just find this to be absurd. I think it's dumb. It's not the end of the world. It's not the biggest issue. I think the FDA is even going to move slow on this. But it's just so dumb. The lead up with the media hysteria that then government action follows is so, and I'm so tired of, we have to worry about the children, so let's treat adults like children.
Yeah. Removing all personal responsibility from the equation. Quick check on Jack Ingram's signature used cars. We have had two people now in the last couple of weeks who have gone over there and purchased vehicles, in part because Jack Ingram offers 22 different financing options. So if you've hit one of those credit bumps in the road, and God knows I've been down that road, one way out is to get a car and get a loan and pay it off. Thing is, you don't want to buy a beater. If you ever go down Taylor Road north, once you've gone over the 85 bridge, you'll see a little space there on the right side of the road, on the east side of the road. And every day there's like a different car there. It's like a one car used car lot. Please buy me with a phone number. That's not the way to get a vehicle. At Jack Ingram, the thing I can tell you for sure is three criteria are met by everything they have, no matter what price range you're shopping in. Good vehicle history, beautiful gleaming body. Two, an interior that's clean and pristine, and most importantly, three, the Ingram mechanics have gone through that vehicle with a fine-tooth comb. They're not interested in selling somebody else's troubles. So shop with confidence at Jack Ingram. 235 Northeastern Bypass. See Tip Tames and a great team of people. I promise you'll have a great experience with them. Or visit online at jackingram.com.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The game clock is winding down, and so is that plate of piping hot steak nachos. Your eyes are on the last play, but they're also on that last chip, piled high with succulent steak, lending its deep flavor to all the fixings. Just as you reach in, so does your buddy. Game on. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Paid for by Alabama beef farmers and ranchers.
Is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
Joining us in the studio is Debbie Whittelier, who is here to talk about an event at Jasmine Hill Gardens, which is a little piece of heaven here in the River Region, a really beautiful place. Debbie, welcome.
Thank you.
What's happening and when, and give us all the particulars.
Well, Jasmine Hill is trying to reinvent themselves, and they're starting some new public education seminars, and the first one is going to be this Saturday, and I will be speaking about preserving the herbal harvest.
All right, that sounds terrific. Can you go into a little more detail on what that subject entails?
Yes, I'm an herbalist from way back, and I love to talk anything herbal, and so people grow herbs in their garden, and then they don't know what to do with them, so we're going to teach them what to do with them this Saturday.
If she wasn't working, I would send Mrs. Ritterbuttle, because we potted about 20 different herbs this year, and it was the rain. We just, almost everything didn't survive, but we tried. Right. And they look great. These plants also have, you know, a very valuable decorative purpose. What are some of the more common and popular herbs that people grow?
Well, probably the top ones are culinary herbs like basil and thyme. And they're all Mediterranean herbs, so they like hot, but they like dry. And typically here in the South, we have wet in the spring.
I could kill a cactus. I mean, I just, you know.
No, but you're bringing back memories. My mother had installed in the backyard we used to live at this huge rosemary bush, and our dog loved it, number one. But it was, and we'd use it for cooking.
Yeah, I can't walk past a rosemary bush without frisking it. I just love the aroma.
It's wonderful. It really is. Always good with, like, she used to use it. Are you talking with, like, like cooking recipes, anything for these uses of these herbs?
We're going to do a lot more than just cooking, but we'll focus on cooking, but then I'm also going to teach people how to use herbs in their cleaning products and in their personal care products and, you know, all facets of herb use.
Fantastic. What where is this going to take place at Jasmine Hill Gardens?
In their cottage.
All right, I know where that is. It's such a cool area just to visit, you know, to walk around.
20 acres of beautiful gardens and all that beautiful statuary, yeah.
Yes, yes. And so, and what time is this going to take place?
10 o'clock to noon.
10 to noon on Saturday?
On Saturday.
Okay. And is a ticket required for this, or is there an admission? How do people participate?
Yes, you can get on their website and sign up and pay the fee.
That's jasminehill.org.
Jasminehill.org.
Okay, I pulled it up here. I will put this on our social media page as well. This is great. And this has been your thing, your personal thing, for a long, long time now, huh?
Yes, I've been doing this for, at least 30 years.
You mentioned the rosemary bush, but what's your personal favorite of all the?
I hate that question. It just depends on the day.
I am paid to make people hate me for the questions I ask.
Today it would be lemon verbena.
And that is cooking use, or is that more of a? Because some herbs are used for medicinal purposes, right?
Correct, and I also use a lot of herbs for medicinal purposes. Lemon verbena can go both ways, but I like it because it's got a really cool, clean lemon flavor. Great in baked goods, great in salads, wonderful in beverages.
And the point of the class is to teach people how to grow them and nurture them and then how to harvest and use them.
Harvest and use them and put them away so that they can have wonderful dinners all winter long.
Are herbs something that are seasonal? Can you grow them year-round? Or some?
We're blessed here in the South with pretty decent winter conditions, and a lot of these herbs we can grow year-round. Stuff like basil, you know, that's the heat of the summer, and it'll be gone here in another month or so if the nighttime temperatures ever cool down.
Well, this is a wonderful way to spend a Saturday morning, 10 till noon, and this will be at Jasmine Hill Gardens, and jasminehill.org is the website to get more information. And Debbie, is there a phone number we can give? That's okay.
I don't have one.
There's contact information on the website.
Right.
All right. Well, we appreciate you coming by to tell us about this. And I'm sorry you had a little wait downstairs. We were wondering what happened. We should have sent out a search party. But anytime you got something going on there, stop by and let us know.
Okay, wonderful.
It's a good thing for the
appreciate
community.
It. Thanks.
Thank you. It is 4:54 on News Talk 93.1 FM. This would be as good a time as any to visit the traffic dungeon and see what the latest is down there.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic rolling our way through the 4 o'clock hour, and we're starting to see quite a bit of traffic leaving the downtown area, and we have a traffic jam right in front of the RSA Tower on Madison Avenue, so be careful in that area. If you headed out the Atlanta Highway, you got a pretty good ride until you get out to Eastdale Mall. It starts building up traffic right there all the way out to Taylor Road, and Taylor Road's busy out to Vaughn Road this afternoon. Traffic on the boulevard's moving along pretty well. It's slow around the intersection, so be careful and watch the traffic around you. If you headed out of town on the 31s, we don't see any big problems for you. Reinhardt Toyota Service Center is looking for technicians that have ASE certification and at least 3 years' experience. Call Robert Jones at Reinhardt to apply. 676-3862. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell and Joey Clark.
Well, like most things, I'll believe it when I see it, but the electrifying story today is that Andrew McCabe finally recommended criminal charges against him, and now we'll see if we can get William Barr off his keister to actually do what's been recommended. That's based on the IG report. U.S. Attorney is moving to charge McCabe for lying about Hillary probe. And when they put the cuffs on him or when he turns himself in, that's when I'll get excited. And let's hope that's the tip of the iceberg and he's not just some sacrificial lamb that is, you know, going to take one for the team, so to speak. Because that's not what we need. We need to see justice with this situation. So McCabe, House Republican urging Dems to pursue impeachment of President Trump. I don't think the Democrats are so lost. They are so completely disconnected from reality. You know, I don't want to help them. But I think the word they need to relearn is moderation, because what they're discussing, what Elizabeth Warren is proposing with reparations and forgiveness of student debt and all this crap, she will single-handedly crash the economy. And Drudge, cut the crap. Why Texas may turn blue. I can't think of a single reason why Texas would or should turn blue. That state, maybe more than any other, is thriving right now because the fossil fuel industry, which is not destroying the planet, is booming. And that's because we have a president who knows how to make that stuff happen. At just a couple of minutes shy of 5 o'clock, let's see, Brett McDonald will be joining us. Good day in the market today.
Good.
Good day in the market with both the Dow and the S&P back over 3,000. And it was just a couple of weeks ago, we had that little correction day. Remember, Dow dropped about 600 or something like that. Everybody's wringing their hands. The recession's here. The Dow dropped by 600 points.
This is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world.
Impeach Trump. It has regained all of its losses, finishing back over 27,000. Brant's really great at helping us understand where it may be going from here. So there's some good news. We'll have that right after Fox here at the top of the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter.